The reports we have currently is that there is no one who has been killed by the security forces or by the police specifically since the protests that we experienced yesterday in some parts of the country. The reports we have from the police, which are still being collated, is that one person was shot by a rubber bullet on their foot in the city of Manzini and got injured. Other people were affected by the tear gas which police were using to disperse protesters in both cities, Manzini and Mbabane. And we have other two incidences of people who were shot, but they were shot by a private citizen who was protecting himself from an unruly group that was attacking him.
We know that schools in Eswatini are closed now. Again, the students have been protesting because the people of your country, they say they want democracy, participation in this election of their own prime minister. What happens now? What does the country do when you have schools closed?
Let me start by explaining this, James. Eswatini is a democratic state. Eswatini has a constitution which has all the tenets of democracy. The same constitution provides the provisions and procedures and modes when people want to propose any changes to governance issues or to any provisions of the constitution. Like any other country, we respect the rule of law. And as a result, we expect everybody to follow the constitution whenever they have ideas or suggestions about any changes they will want to infuse in the constitution or in the issues of governance. Yes, we've had protests of students. Unfortunately, a number of schools have been affected. Some schools have been banned. As a result, government took a decision to close schools, to suspend the operation of schools for now until peace is restored, just to protect students.
But does the government believe that closing schools is the solution? Because I think the student protest is about the two members of parliament who are detained, and I think their trial has started already. They want those two members of parliament to be released.
Our constitution, James, provides separation of powers. We have the judiciary, we have the legislature, we have the executive. So issues that are being dealt with by the judiciary, we cannot comment on them as an executive because the courts are independent in this country. So it is an issue I cannot delve into. But yes, government hopes that schools will be opening very soon because the more they are closed, we know that the education of our children will be affected severely, even in the future. So government is working around the clock to ensure that schools open. But what is very critical is that when they open safely and all children are protected as they go on to class.
I read an article that I think is the King Mswati III, who is requesting mobile carriers to block or suspend Facebook in the face of these protests.
That is not true, James. This was a government decision, not any order from His Majesty. Government took that decision based on intelligence reports of security threats to the nation, to businesses, to private citizens, and nothing more. But internet is now back and fully functional, James.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
My pleasure, James.